Hi, Ion.
Good morning. We had a most delightful interaction. It was so much fun. I think there's about four of us that are expecting now.
As soon as I turn my back.
It's true. And we're not sure if they are with child or not, but they most assuredly have been exposed.
But see, that doesn't make too much sense if the womb is closing. So
oh, no, no, no.
Yourself.
It's still for fun. It's still for fun. It's still for fun. It's closing. It's not closed.
Okay.
The barn door's still cracked. It's okay.
Hey, come on. Get to business here.
This is the time for this business. This is business time.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, we're going to recap a little bit. They did get some pretty decent stuff with Archon, and then Bob left me to die, threw me to the wolves, and we were sitting there, so we started talking real big, and all of a sudden, boy, he jumped right in there, Carol. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life. It was a great thing. It was funny. It was hysterical. He was talking smack, boy, he jumped on like a bad habit. All of a sudden, he was right there with us. Pretty quickly. We talked about argon, we talked about boron, lots of boron. We talked about stored information on the diamond, and we talked about our work with that, but we didn't give all the details about storing the data on the carbon, on the diamonds, but we did a little bit. Just a little bit. There's something. And they're trying to figure out the AL2SO4, which we refused to give that formula again. Doing 78/4 12 times ain't doing no more because that's enough. And how argon interplays with that. So let's see. Did you have any interesting things for if you want to do a little fair side chat? What you want to talk about?
Well, see, this is my problem. I know too many things to talk about to ever narrow it down to one thing.
Isn't it fun? That's a godly problem. You see the weight of the world. See, as God, you represent the little ones, the sick ones. Bring me your poor, your weak, your blah, blah, blah. We say kill them all. We say kill them all. Doesn't bother us a bit in the world. My stars, wonderful to us. But everybody says, no, but that could be me. And we say, okay, then talk to Dr. Dean. She'll love you. She'll love you right up because she does that. And she's very kind and easy. But you got to listen. And if they don't listen and they're going to do what they want to do, then they don't need you. They're doing what they do. You've been paramount in leading-edge discoveries that put humans at a better advantage. And those aren't your words. They're not even our words. They're what people have told you is their words. But that's their position, not yours.
Well, Ion, let me ask you, when I'm doing what I'm doing, do I make people feel less than because I seem to be telling them what to do? Because that's what I don't want.
No, you don't do that at all. Matter of fact, you're so very patient and kind to slowly give them that information. Because we wouldn't give them the time of day. We wouldn't give them the time of day. You nuts. These little people running around with things are hurting and things falling off and things can't get figured out. And we had people trying to talk to us the other day that said the angels was trying to kill them. And we was like, you better go on and die then. Because every nasty thing ever been done on this planet and an angel of the Lord came down. And it's just hysterical the way folks get themselves tangled up with themselves. Hysterical. Mm-hmm. It's not about all that to us. All we're about is to have you the opportunity to come into your place of power. We say that all day, every single time. You, however, you listen to where they are. You help them at the level that they want to be helped. And then you go from there, and then they get better. And then all of a sudden you have a different conversation. Then they find out that once they get into magnesium that they can smoke a lot more cigarettes than they used to smoke. And it was like, okay, you're going to do that anyway. It'll make you healthier so you can smoke more. So good. Good for that. She's not saying don't take the tobacco. She's saying be sure and take the magnesium so the tobacco can get down, get those holes.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, Dr. Dean?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Because just editing part of my Death by Modern Medicine book.
We love that book. And see, I wish you'd do one cleaning up Total Biology, too.
All it is in Total Biology, German New Medicine, any of these modalities, they just never cover the waterfront enough. They get very specific. So I just take them and put them into the big picture. So it's not about going out and changing everybody. They just have to put themselves in a bigger perspective. Total Biology is okay for what it is, but it's got to be broader. That's all.
Can you take a tincture or a sample of your RNA drops and make a homeopathic formulation of it?
No, I've talked about that. I thought that would be cool at one point, but what's so amazing about the RNA drops is the generations, and if you stop it at any one time and make it into homeopathic, then you stop that particular process. Like homeopathy is about harmonics itself. If you wanted to make a homeopathic of RNA drops, you would have to take a couple of drops of all 108 generations and potentize that. And then the next time there was a new generation, you'd have to go into drops from 109 generations to make a homeopathic.
Yeah.
So, you know, that, I mean, I could do it. That's when I used to make the homeopathics for Mir in the New York lab.
Oh, they have fun. You know, everybody's having fun with your patents now. Boy, they'd have some fun with the Mir patent, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Wouldn't that be outstanding? It's great fun. Better go get that copyright quick and see all about that one. Oh, sure. Look close. Look on the gray screen. It's the best. It's great. Anyway, that's a sidebar. So you can't do that, and if you couldn't do it, you don't want to, is what you're trying to say. Now, we want to get down to this little white crap in your bottle of RNA. There's this little white crap that's all over the place. I mean, she's falling out like snow. It's all over the place. You have to really shake it up hard. And y'all chose these ridiculous blue bottles, so you can't see nothing. But if you did, then you'd see that this all this white stuff is just whitest white, white. And this brown, goopy fluid is just whiter than white, white, white.
Uh-huh.
And it's like right there, and it's all goopy, but then it goes right back into solution. You didn't have any words for the little white stuff that's in the bottom of the bottle of RNA?
That's our white stone. We're in the patenting of that. We've set it aside just so we can do more testing. It's evidence of the white stone with the eye cell that just seems to be getting more and more prolific. People know very well that in the beginning they didn't have stuff in the bottom of their bottles, just like you say. Now you have to shake, shake, shake. In the new generation 108, when I put a bunch in a white clear bottle, it made a lot more white stone than ever before. The reason it's there is because the eye cell is just growing kind of exponentially. Perhaps in the past, you know, when people would say they could never find an end to their bottle, it kept replenishing. You know, perhaps it was just the white stone in those bottles growing. And you could use up your RNA drops, not shake it, and have this white stone at the bottom, and then put more liquid into the bottle, shake that up, and keep it going yourself.
Yeah. That's Dr. Dean trying to help the little ones who can't.
I know. I can hear you.
You can only afford one bottle of RNA for the rest of eternity. This is how you do it. And then finally, when you get all of it done, then you take living water and pour it into that bottle and sip that. And then put one drop of magnesium in that empty bottle and then lick that. That's all you got to do. So actually, you're saying now, so basically, if the label is correct on your bottle, it has nothing to do with the RNA drops. It's about the bottle.
It's about the bottle. And you've said as much because you said as soon as we get the living water and the bread of life, you won't need RNA drops because you'll have it all in those two.
That's true. The cursor of this, you see, it was just to get to the place for ascension. It was just to get you to that place. And once you're that place, then it won't be required. It would be replaced with the same living water that the Samaritan woman couldn't have.
That's what we talked about in John 4. Oh, my gosh. So the Samaritan woman now, did she keep herself from having it? Did she say she wasn't worthy of it?
No, she was saying, he was looking down her nose at Jesus. Basically, it's kind of like, who the fuck do you think you are? You don't even speak to me. Well, you are most certainly beneath me. And except Jesus turned around and says, you know what? Your mama was a knockabout and your daddy's a traveling salesman and you've had several of them yourself. So don't come preaching to me, little trollop. Thank you very much. Then he's like, okay. Then he started getting right with it. So it's okay. But then it turned into, oh, you got something, a new kind of thing that'll make my thing do the thing. Well, that's the thing I want to thing, so let's get the thing right. There you go.
And that is the translation of John 4.
There you go. Now, the well, Jacob's well, is significant.
Yeah.
The well was deeded to them.
Through the through ancestry.
Yes. And it was given, and then it came into your little buddy with many colors, Joseph, who, remember, was over when the Hebrews asked to be put in slavery. Then they were allowed to be engaged in slavery by Pharaoh. They asked Pharaoh to be their slave.
Yeah, now back there when we were going into the well of living water and you said Jacob and Joseph and the bones of Jacob and Joseph.
Yeah, remember when they left out of Egypt, they took the bones and put them in the Ark of the Covenant.
We had said one person's bones were in there, but you were saying there were two sets of bones in there?
Yes. And there was a finger of Esau.
In the Catholic Church, they have the relics that they tout, a bone of this, a finger of that, the shroud. So was that the beginning of the relics, those bones?
Yeah. It's to remember, see, so you could take those bones. They didn't have the technology then, but they knew to save the bones. You take those bones now and do a test on them. It's kind of like, Holy Mother of God, it's chromosome 14. It's been that all along. We didn't realize it. But here at Strickland Propane, we know what to do with it.
And have they done that with relics?
We have. They have. It's in the clouds. But see, here's how it's going to happen. We're going to take that information, put it in the cloud, let them find it, bring it forth. It's in the cloud. It'll be proven. We stand the way. Everybody can ooh and holler and say, well, damn, Ion, everybody knows that. We're going to giggle like a schoolgirl. It's going to be someone.
This Samaritan woman, what was her purpose in showing up there in John 4?
Oh, it was the inference that the connection of someone who is not, who wants to be. The little one that are so proud and lifted up and so high and mighty and run around telling tongue like grown people when they don't have a clue. And then to softly allow even the least in the kingdom to come to the well and drink is appropriate. You spend a great deal of energy looking after the little man. We don't understand it for us. It's not logical to us. And yet you still spend a great deal of bridging to bring everyone the opportunity. If someone dies on your watch, it's their own damn choice, because you certainly won't allow it.
I was chided in medical school for finding something good about anybody. So I think I see the potential in people. I see even what they can't see in themselves.
Well, if we could find a way to beat that part out of them, that would be great, because then we could tolerate the men.
Yeah, yeah. But it's been pretty remarkable since the completement formulas. It allows, well, first they're physical, they feel it physically, and then certainly with the RNA drops, they feel it mentally, emotionally, they get that detachment and just step away from the chaos.
Some people are just jonesing with them.
Yeah. Many hallucinogens.
Yeah. Let me tell you, this time, Dr. Dean, you knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I've been at this for decades trying
to... Don't argue for your limitations. That says you went out this a long time to do it.
It took me to knock it out of the park. I'm the one who evoked this monster. All right, let's remember that. Dr. Dean was going nowhere, and I noticed that I was called doctor and scientist on my own chart. So I said, well, I better do a little doctoring, a little science. So I brought up the demon from...
Look who's here at the fireside chat. Look who's here.
The sponsor, our sponsor is here.
Yay.
Johnson Matthew.
Hello, sponsor.
Anyways, Carol, got to remember where it came from.
Yeah, I remember my origins, but did you know that the finger of Esau was in the box?
Yep, so it was Jacob and Jamie's finger bones.
No, they're thigh bones.
And a fairy's pinwheel is in there, too. Don't forget that one, the fairy's pinwheel.
So this woman of Samaria, Bob, we let her... go to the well and just made her feel comfortable. And
but we're going to sign her up for auto ship. Don't you worry.
Yeah, did she get it? Did she?
Nope.
She didn't.
Hey, let Ian interview you, Carol. This is nonsense about well. I mean, it's okay.
I love it.
Carol's just rambling wherever she wants to go.
It's just ridiculous. I must say, I don't know how we survived. It's astounding. It's just amazing. But let's recap. Carolyn spent a great deal of energy, more than we think is doable, of helping these ridiculous little people. She thinks they're important for some crazy reason. We don't know why. She wants to help them, every single one, and we say, okay, what you going to do? Dr. Dean, what are you going to do? You're not going to chide her. She's going to drive. She may hit the ditch, but she's going to drive. Don't you worry. Now, the good news is many people are being helped and benefited from that. Great. So as long as they're benefiting and they're moving on with it, we say, great, congratulations. You saved another one, and another one down, another one down, another one bites the dust. Then on the other side of it is if they don't move on, you have to find a way to separate from it, to let it go. Because if you're not going to get it, they're not. And then some will, some won't, so what? The point is, as long as there's some place where you can say, okay, fine, let's go, and it's all good. It's all good.
I certainly don't get involved in their dissension. That's totally up to them. If they want to ignore and disallow and disavow and dissend.
Yeah, you're so wise. You're so wise. Let's get some. I'm going to interview Madeline. This thing is going nowhere. Let me interview Madeline. Fireside chat with Madeline. That'll last about 3 minutes.
We're brought to you by the Bob Neverett Hour, the Bob Neverett Program, found every Tuesday.
Okay, Kel, make your interview interesting.
Well,
No, let Ian ask you. Take it somewhere, yes. Ian.
No, have you decided, if you decided that the white stuff at the bottom of the RNA drop that the poor people get to lick up for free, is that okay for you?
Well, of course. I mean, it's fabulous.
Oh, I just love it. That's the stuff you want. So you shake it up real good to get that in and then go with it. Okay. Now, used to you fussed because it was effervescing, and now it doesn't effervesce. And then some people don't keep it in the refrigerator. Some people do keep it in the refrigerator. Please tell us what the hell is really supposed to be done with this shit.
You can do whatever you want. In fact, no more ice packs are going out with this stuff because, I mean, it's kind of a joke. after, you know, a 2-week transit to the other side of the world, and the freezer pack would last 24 hours and it would come to them warm and sopping wet. But this stuff is not indestructible. It is stone. It is stone.
It'll eat away your implant, as Sue Bone will tell you, and it will also destroy titanium fittings.
But replacing them with good solid tissue, it's not going to dump your implant or your whatever and leave a hollow.
Did Sue Bone? We loved up Sue Bone, and we didn't get her a good suitable thing, but we are going to get her a date with her dentist. It's going to be great.
Well, I've never liked dental implants, so I wouldn't advise them anyways.
Well, what we told her, we didn't know what else to do. What we did is we said, get the temporary, because that's what you got to get anyway until you decide what you're going to do, and give your body a chance to grow more teeth. She liked that.
Yeah, the implants never made sense to me, because if your body's trying to be normal and grow normal tissue, do all those things, if you put something extraneous in it, isn't it going to try to reject it?
And it that's did. In the process. She's like the minus 0.0000078% that rejected it. They don't do it, but it's not rejecting it, it's eating it. But they can't say that, because they would have to acknowledge that it's being eaten. So that won't work. See? So there you go.
And has that to do with the negative pH?
Yes.
How does it relate to negative pH? This is very powerful. Chew away anything?
No. So negative pH changes the potential for hydrogen. When you change that, you change everything. We already said there's less oxygen. Everybody's having a cow about that. But just check. There's less oxygen. Bob knocked it out of the park. Again. And then, you turn around, next thing you know, there's going to be this prolific thing. Global warming has changed the boiling point of water. You're like, what? What does global warming have to do with the boiling point? It's going to change the boiling point of water, so that's going to change everything. You ain't seen nothing yet. Bum, bum.
Because warm is in the phrase global warming, they're going to make that the reason for the change of the boiling point of water.
Okay.
Makes sense. Just, there it is, you know, warm. The globe is warming up, so it's warming up the oceans. And, the boiling point is changing. Fake science.
Okay. And that's all we can say, because it doesn't make any sense to us. You see, it's not really fair, because Al Gore can listen to this in his archival position and then I'll preach it that it was his idea, and then he can have it. Oh, maybe he'll trademark it. Can he trademark the boiling point of water? Oh, wait, we didn't say what the point was, did we?
Is that affecting people's teeth?
No.
Yeah, boils their teeth, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Negative pH is not involved in anything in Sue's mouth.
No.
Yes, Bob. Yes.
I said no.
Well, with the RNA drops, and the RNA drops are negative pH, so by that sort of habit,
the RNA drops are not negative pH. Where have you been? Jesus. I won't even try to explain.
Sleeping in my massage chair.
I won't bring her up to date on that one. That's just between me and Bion.
Yeah.
Okay, let's answer that question. So you're saying negative pH does not have to do with what happens with implants?
No.
But if it has to do with RNA drops, and RNA drops are associated with negative pH, you have to say that negative pH is affecting implants.
But it isn't. RNA drops are changing the body, and the body's absorbing the metals. That has nothing to do with negative pH. It is in the product, but that, you know, there's alcohol in hairspray, but that's not what makes your hair sticky.
Yeah, it's not a direct effect like a dripping acid on something.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a good idea.
I know. You'd like that.
Now, here's something else. Yes, exactly. Here's something else that's coming up. People that are on RNA drops are finding that they have a higher tolerance for peppers. They like hotter stuff, hot stuff, spicy stuff, over-the-top crazy stuff that they never would eat before. Not only that, they like it.
I love peppers. I love being scoured through.
Give her about 2 million Scoville units, and she'll show you how to milk that in the coconut.
Yeah, hot at one end and hot when it comes out the other end.
Burn, stem the stir.
It was interesting what happened with the keto. It was like he demonstrated exactly what you were talking about. He's in another world. He could hear but couldn't speak, or he could speak and couldn't hear.
Then we connected it, reconnected, put him out, put him back in, and then all of a sudden it was better. But then realizing after, even when he got the clear connection on our connection, he still did the exact same thing again with the speaking, not speaking, so it really had nothing to do with which world it was in. See, we answered all his questions, but he's going to have to wait to get the archives to figure them out.
Right. Yeah, I mean, your availability here actually is almost escalating the amount of repeat questions that people ask and don't seem to hear the answer.
That's okay. They will. Because, see, from an archival position, because everything's recorded, so it's even recorded, the recording, so now what you're doing live isn't live, it's the recording. So, I guess, here you go. If we made this history, which it is, this is a recording of a recording of a recording. Now, this is recorded in front of a live studio audience. Okay, let's put it that way. That's where they did Maud, you know, that Norman Lear was so clever. And so then what happened, and then there's Maud, and then what happened is that you could say it's in your past. So in your past, then you can expect, oh, that's Archie Bunker. Yeah, that's all in the family. Yeah, meathead, everybody knows that. Then it becomes okay.
No, he was banging away before on his desk, but not now. He gets so frustrated when I talk and he can't be around. He just sits and just bang, bang, bang.
That's so wonderful. And there's no water running. If they turn the water off there at the mansion, not water.
No, yeah. It's you banging around. You're the only one open. We're not banging.
Yeah, I'm just banging around. You haven't washed your hands in a long time. We were a little nervous back then.
Oh, he's learned to mute himself, though. You got to factor that in.
If he nervously washed his hands to wash off the blood, it just won't get away.
Well, he's got the cleanest library this side of the Pacific Rim.
Vatican, this side of Vatican.
That's true. Well, very good. Well, we've enjoyed this interaction innumerably. And it's been a very delightful fireside chat.
Thank you. Very reminiscent of our earlier you, me, and Bob doing the Revelation series without all the screaming and yelling. It's very nice.
Yeah, it is nice. But the screaming and yelling is kind of fun, too. It gives you enough contrast. You know you're alive because you don't have a choice.
Thank you, Ion.
Yes, dear.